This amazing story which has been told again and again and again. You know, Christmas, as Paul was mentioning to me, is one of his most favorite times of the year. And it should be one of our most favorite times of the year. I think probably the two for people within the church and followers of Jesus often are Christmas, remembering Jesus' birth, and Easter, remembering His death and His resurrection. But it's a story that we hear sometimes so often, and even as we gather this morning, familiar carols, familiar songs, the familiar story and hearing. And it's much like, Neil had to do something this morning. It's much like this box. Well, it's not really a box. There's something inside it. Somewhere in here. Oh, that's what it is. It's a globe. It's a light. And that light and that globe, it can work in a projector. It can give light, and it's wonderful. But probably someone else could use this because we've got a globe and it works really well. So I'll probably just wrap it back up and put it back in its box and tuck it away maybe for another day until maybe I need it or need to remember about it again. But you know, it's kind of useless if it just sits in that box, if I just keep it for myself. So probably best thing, now some of you might have already done this morning, some of you probably ripped wrapping paper open, or you might be thinking about that a little bit later on, but probably the best thing to do is actually to go and start getting that ready for someone else. You know, as just getting this prepared, I think about who someone could use this. Obviously, I have to find someone who can, it fits for the Samsung globe, but the story about Jesus, you know, I'm sure there's probably someone else who still is waiting and needing to hear it as well, too. And even though perhaps I've heard it many times, someone has yet to hear it. Sometimes we need to remember that Christmas is really about re-gifting Christmas. Re-gifting the familiar carols and the familiar stories which we first heard at one point, at one time, whether as a child or as an adult, encountering and hearing about Jesus' birth and who He is and what He means. And just like that, preparing it and wrapping it and giving it to someone else for them to get that free gift, to receive that free gift, to offer that free gift. Re-gifting Christmas. You know, those shepherds, other than Mary and Joseph, were the only ones, other than those whom, well, we've already read about them, but we heard about them. They knew what it was to re-gift Christmas. And actually, it's because of them and because of others like them that we know about the Christmas story and their part in the Christmas story. But have we possibly re-gifted Christmas so others and for ourselves can be refreshed and remember what it was first like to hear the Christmas story? There's a couple quick things I'd like us just to consider about the shepherds. Three simple things we can learn from them. And the first is this, just like when we offer up a gift that's been given to us, now, I have to confess, that wasn't given to me, it was purchased, but the fact is, if that was a fruitcake that Fred had just given me, and I wrapped it up and I gave it to Paul, I didn't say anything where I got it from, Paul might enjoy that, but I would feel a little guilty because, you know, what if Paul says to Fred, oh, I've received this lovely fruitcake. He says, where did you get it from? Oh, from Pastor Dave. And then, you know, quickly there's a bit of a story going on. Initially, what we encountered with the shepherds was that they were terrified, but they had humble hearts. They were terrified. Over in verse 8 of Luke chapter 2, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you that you'll find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." They were so terrified because, to be honest, you and I, we probably haven't run into an angel lately. Or we're aware of that. Or even on the way here. But they were terrified, as probably you and I would be. And yet, they didn't argue. They didn't say, "Well, where did you come from?" They didn't question. They just heard the news. They humbled themselves to not try and question, but just to receive it. And it takes that on our part, on our hearts. Be willing to receive the news and for us to be able to go and give that gift to another, that they would be humble enough to receive the gift. Not everyone's ready to receive the gift. Sometimes we have to kind of wait and we have to pray about it. Sometimes we have to remember about that gift when it was given to us and how our hearts were at that point, so we can have that same spirit and that same love for Jesus as we first did when we first heard. But those shepherds, they were everyday people. But they were instructed not to be afraid because this was good news of great joy. And they just acknowledged that this is something from God that only God can do and only God can give. And this is a message for them. And it's a message for us. And it's a message for the next person whom we re-gift Christmas to. The second thing is this, is that they were united together in purpose. Don't often think about that, but over in verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom His favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone to heaven, catch this, it says, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, the baby, who was lying in a manger. You know, when we see a traffic accident, lots of people have seen many different angles or many different reasons. It was that driver, it was the lights, it was this issue, maybe it was the sunshine, maybe the road conditions were bad. Lots of people can have lots of different points of view and be, you know, kind of divisive when it comes to that or even to Christmas. Lots of people have different ideas about what Christmas is or isn't. But what we learn from the angels is they were united together in purpose. They said, this is what Jesus has said. This is what God has said. And we need to go and find this out. We need to go and search it out. And they said, let's go to Bethlehem. They reassured one another. And part of the reason why it's so important for us to gather on a morning like this is to reassure one another once again, to encourage one another, not only by our presence, not presence, but your presence being here, but just for the fact that we need to encourage one another, stir one another up about remembering about Jesus and His birth. They joined together to find the newborn baby, ultimately to worship Him. They wanted to find out whether this news was really good news or whether this was something else. And so when we gather with family, when we gather with nieces and nephews or children or grandchildren or whoever, let's help them to rediscover or discover for the first time that search like the shepherds had in finding out about this good news. Let's stir one another up about that. The last thing is this, is they were faithful to give the good news to others. They were re-gifters. These simple shepherds whom, you know, we don't get any of their names or their numbers or their PhDs or their last, you know, any kind of identification other than they were shepherds taking care of the sheep. They were re-gifters. They were the first re-gifters of Christmas. Verse 17, and when they had seen Him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds went and purposefully re-gifted Christmas again and again and again, sharing the good news about Jesus, sharing the good news about this newborn baby that the Messiah, the Christ, the one who could save us from our sin, has been born. He's here. He has come. And for us, a few years more down the track, that He has come and that He's coming again. The miracle of Christmas. Strange news, but great joy. They weren't discouraged because maybe some thought they were, you know, they've been out in the fields too long, out in the paddocks taking care of the sheep, and, you know, they've obviously been that far removed, they were starting to have hallucinations and dreams. You know, they'd wandered into town at night, and maybe they had, you know, done a few things they shouldn't have, or gotten involved with having a little bit too much wine or whatever else, and this crazy story they've come up with. Regardless of the names or the questions or the thoughts that others had, they just kept telling and regifting the story. For us, this Christmas day, some may think us strange. Some may make fun of those who would actually believe in a God who would send His Son to earth, born of a virgin, miracle in that self, would live, would die for all of mankind, be buried and then raised again, and offer a free gift? What kind of a God is that? It's a world that doesn't understand because they've never actually been able to peel open. They're still stuck on the wrapping. They're still looking at the box. They're not quite sure what's inside the box, and they need someone to help them. And that's us. Romans 10:15, as we close off, says, "How can anyone preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. You see, those shepherds, they were the first feet on the ground, running and re-gifting the story of what God had done. And guess what? It's been re-gifted to you. It's been re-gifted to me. And our job is simply to keep on re-gifting the Christmas story, the Christmas songs, and gathering together and being encouraged because God says, remember. Set aside this time. Remember what He has done. Remember why He came. Remember how much He loves you. That you might know. Not just the God in the box, but the God who created everything. The one who loves you. The one who loves us. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing one last carol together. Lord God, we thank You that You first loved us. Lord God, we thank You that You are a God whom at Christmas we can hear at least at one point in this year that there is a God who longs for us to know Him in a personal way, in a loving way, a God who can heal the broken heart, who can bring comfort when we are lonely, when we're in distress, and when we're struggling. When we are far away from You, God, and You can still draw us to Yourself. You can refresh our hearts and our minds to rediscover about Your great and amazing love that You sent packaged in Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, would You help us this Christmas? Would You help us in the days and the weeks that You give to continue to re-gift Christmas to each and every one that You lay on our hearts, that You bring along our path? Would You help us to help others open up the wrapping and discover the truth about who You are, Jesus? Would You help us as Your people in Your church to have that same passion as those shepherds had that first night, saying, let's go and see this thing that has happened. And then going and sharing with everyone the amazing story of your gift, your free gift, that we could escape the wages of sin and death and be forgiven by you, Lord God, because of your Son, Jesus. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.